But first, we turn to the latest efforts to find a place for medical marijuana dispensaries in Henderson. Local governments throughout the valley have been taking applications for medical marijuana dispensaries. Las Vegas and Clark County have managed to find applicants in most areas under their control. Henderson, on the other hand, finds itself with a cluster of applicants on the northwestern edge of the city along Sunset Road. So why is that happening when the council members have indicated they would like a better geographical distribution? And what can the council do to change the mix? Joining us now to talk about that is Bristol Ellington, Assistant City Manager in Henderson. Mr. Ellington, welcome to KNPR.
Thank you.
Two-thirds of the applications for dispensaries, as I noted, are in the northwest part of the city. North of Wigwam, more than half of them along Sunset Road. Are city zoning requirements playing any kind of a role in this, do you think?
We actually made revisions to our draft ordinance to open up the areas of commercial uses so that they could locate throughout the city. Why they clustered is a mystery.
Council members have expressed concern about the clustering in the northern part of the city. What can they do about getting a better geographical distribution?
We're not sure where the applicants will locate when they come back from the state. The state will rank the candidates and then give us our top five dispensaries. We won't know where those five are located. It's my understanding that the state doesn't take location into consideration, so it's conceivable that they could cluster within close proximity to each other. If they do cluster, the council has the opportunity to work with applicants to find another location. The state has indicated that an applicant can move within 5 miles of its original location without having to go back through the application process. 5 miles isn't significant if they're all clustered in the same location, but it would help to disperse it more than where they're located currently.
Now, on the other side of that equation, the new state law allows cities to reject applications on the basis of location. Would the city of Henderson do something like that?
They could. In fact, one of the criteria that the council will evaluate applications is location. So if there was a concern for the location and that they're too close in proximity, they could deny an application or, again, give them an opportunity to find another location within 5 miles.
What would the downsides of such a cluster be if you had a cluster like that along Sunset?
I would say the downside would be for the customers of Henderson. If I live in Anthem and I have to drive all the way to Sunset, that's a significant distance to travel. One could argue having them clustered in one location could impact that area as far as property values.
Any kind of a sense that there is a NIMBY factor in other parts of the city? Do people in other parts of Henderson want to keep these out?
We will find out. We did not get any comments on the draft of our ordinance.
No comments?
No comments.
Wow.
But as you indicated with NIMBYism, when it's in their backyard, that's when they're concerned. So the council did go on record indicating that if they receive a lot of opposition from residents, they will take that into consideration as well.
Do you have any kind of a sense that council members might fear that possibility?
They're not really sure if they're going to experience that. I know that they would like to see them dispersed and probably would have preferred to see more applications throughout the city, but they now have to deal with what they have.
Attorney James Dean Levitt, who represents some applicants for these dispensaries, complained that some landlords were afraid of the legal issues about marijuana. What can the city do to fix that?
Nothing. As long as it's a federal crime and the unknown of whether or not the feds will come in, we can't control it. We did provide provisions within our document that kept them, again, away from facilities that are frequented by children. Our attorneys have found that in cases where they're within close proximity to those facilities, in other states, they've been raided. Mm-hmm. So we try to increase our distance requirements to hopefully prevent some of that.
Does this, in effect, mean that the city of Henderson can't guarantee to its residents that medical marijuana will be available?
No, we cannot make that guarantee. There's always the question of if there's a change in Washington where they become more conservative and start enforcing this more, we have absolutely no control over it.
Bristol Ellington is Assistant City Manager in Henderson. Mr. Ellington, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.